Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show in Salt Lake City on May 11th. Hi, everyone. Wait, wait, don't tell me.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm Ruth Levington from Johnstown, New York, the birthplace of Elizabeth Cady Stanton.
Oh, really?
There you go.
Famous suffragette.
F.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. What do you do there
Everybody
in that historic
there,
place?
Right? I have a computer consulting company.
Oh, I see.
Small computer consulting.
Well, that's nice. Do you enjoy living there?
Yes. We're also at the foothills of the beautiful Adirondack Mountains.
Sounds awesome.
Big support for the Adirondacks here in Texas.
Yeah.
We have a lot of water, a lot of nice lakes.
There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, well, don't hold on to that. Remember the EPA.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Ruth, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Bill Curtis is going to read for you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Here is your first limerick.
By cute little puffballs, I'm smitten. I've been mewed at and scratched at and bitten. A mere whiff of that fur, and I too start to purr. So I'll spray on the scent of a...
kitten?
Yes! Kitten scent!
You, Ruth.
The Demeter Fragrance Company has introduced their new kitten fur perfume. It's perfect for the woman who always wanted to be chased by wolves. The scent is described as a mix between a newborn baby and a freshly baked loaf of bread. That explains why the company's next perfume is called Baby Sandwich.
How do they know it smells like a kitten? Have they tested this on other cats?
I have no idea. I have not myself smelled it. Nor do I know what a kitten smells like versus what a cat smells like.
Oh.
Cats smell like pee.
Is there a difference?
Cat pee. And kittens smell like... hot ladies, I guess.
Yeah. No, kittens smell great. Yeah, they do. They have a nice smell. I've used this perfume. And what I found
was... You're beguiling, Paula.
After just one or two spritzes, I chased a pen all over the floor. I can't get any work done.
Never mind the little laser light thing.
Now you're making me crazy.
Here, Ruth, is your next limerick.
Okay.
Michelangelo's works do their part. David's glutes make me eager to start. I do crunches till fainting. Around Rubens' paintings, I am doing my workout with...
Art,
yes.
Oh, good.
Now, the place that makes you feel dumb will also make you feel out of shape. The Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City is hosting a museum tour and workout mashup skillfully titled The Museum Workout. Participants go on an aerobic walking tour of the museum. They air punch, they squat next to civilization's most treasured artifacts. The workout leaves participants feeling extra smug by allowing them to visit a museum and work out all in one day. Oh, my brain and my abs are so sore. Aren't you gonna ask me why?
I was at the Metropolitan Museum one time, and I did post a picture of myself doing a ballet move among the Degas.
Oh.
And I bet nobody could tell the difference between you and the subjects of the painting?
No, a lot of people realized afterwards that I had been the inspiration.
Yeah. It would be kind of an insult to be like, you need to go near the Rubens, actually, yeah. I think.
Or worse yet, the Picassos.
Yeah, exactly. Good God. Your eye is in the middle of your cheek.
Here is your last limerick.
By swimming with crocs, Lee tempts fate. I'm not dumb, he says. Haters will hate. The girl saw the charm of my mangled, chewed arm. And we both will soon go on a...
date.
Yes,
date,
a date.
Date, date.
18-year-old Australian man Lee DePauw wanted to impress a woman he met while hiking, so he did what any, you know, hot-blooded young man would do. He jumped into a river to wrestle a 10-foot crocodile. And even though the crocodile won the match, it worked. She agreed to the date. This is how the woman in question described the scene. Quote, "You've seen Jaws. There was a lot of blood. It was just pretty horrendous." She goes on, "He just wouldn't stop screaming. I've never heard a guy scream like that." Unquote.
Well, all right, so he, all right, so he said first to her, "Do you want to go on a date?" And then he jumped in the river and wrestled a crocodile?
The sequence of events is not clear. What is clear is they had just met, and he wanted to impress her. And so he said, "I know what will impress her if I jump in there and wrestle that crocodile."
Do you think he said to her first, you know, "Would you be impressed if I wrestled it?" Or he just sensed?
Oh, no. You don't know very many boys, do you? No, you don't. The boy just assumes. He just says to himself, "I understand women. I know what they would be impressed with is me wrestling that crocodile."
Well, what you may not realize is that that male crocodile had a pretty little female crocodile.
Sure.
Not far away. And he said to himself, originally, he was just going to lay there and pretend to be a log like they do. But when this happened, he was sort of forced into showing off for his female partner.
And when the irony would be that the female crocodile was like, "Nah, not interested."
Yeah, right. Yeah. She said to him, "Would you take that arm out of your mouth? I can't understand you when you talk." You want to go out, Ray? What? You want to go out, Ray?
Actually, the smell of a bloody human arm is like a great cologne for crocodiles.
Bill, how did Ruth do in our quiz?
How did Ruth do?
Well, as Paula would say, three and oh, a clear win.
Congratulations, Ruth.
Nice job.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.